Okay, we're in Simen Chaf Aleph. We're up to Sif Beis. Simen Chaf Aleph, Sif Beis, the second sheet of paper on your the copies that you have. Sif Aleph was packed with a number of different topics. The Simen is about Harchoka from Arayos. Sif Gimel, which hopefully we'll get to still today, is connected to Sif Aleph, but it interrupts with Sif Beis. Of all the halachis of harchaka between man and woman, without a doubt, the most difficult halacha for the contemporary women over the last few centuries was the halacha of covering here, which is here in Sif Beis. The idea of covering the body, I think, is a general world value. Not that everyone keeps to it, but it's respected, at least in some circles. But the idea of Seir B'Isha Erva, which is a Din Torah, is not as easy for all the women. And Sif Beis, in a very short sif, spells out the halachas of women covering their hair. Let me tell you first that the Gemara is Iksubis Daf Ayin Beis. Gemara says, Roisha Perua Da'iraisahi. Going out with the hair uncovered is a Din Da'iraisa. It brings a pasuk from Parsha Saito, Paras Roisha Isha. Tanver Bishmal, Asharal B'nais Yisrael, Sholayetu B'Pruei Roish. That's what it says there in the Gemara. Now, look here at Sif Beis. It looks like an easy sif. But it should raise your eyebrows if your eyebrows are not covered.
Those times of Gemara, was it the type of different on Saad and now, or not? It's the same. The things change or not?
In the secular world?
No, visual world. I mean, how
the... What should change? The Daraisas are forever. The Daraisa doesn't change. There's nothing changed. What changes, they have nicer shekels today. They have nicer shekels today than they used to have, but the halacha is the same. So it's Sif Beis. Lo yisei lachna b'nois Yisrael p'rois reish. The lashon lo yisei lachna seems to be pretty clear that at home it seems to say there's no chiyuv. Lo yisei lachna, you should not go out b'nois Yisrael p'rois reish with the hair uncovered b'shuk. Out in public.
They say lachna is singular, b'nois Yisrael is Robin, isn't it?
Say less. They say lachta b'nais Yisrael pruas reish b'shuk. I shouldn't go out with the hair uncovered outside. Achas pinuya, achas eishes ish. No difference if she's married or not. Now that it says achas pinuya, it says a single girl that's supposed to go out with her hair uncovered. So fortunately, everyone on the page asked the question. What's pshat? So let's see first the Chalkas Mechaikak and then the Beis Shmuel. How do we explain the Mechaber who says Pinuyais, unmarried women? So the Chalkas Mechaikak and Sivkat and Beis, Achas Pinuya, Achas Eishesish, Pinuya Bu'ula Ka'omar. It means an unmarried woman who was Nibala, who's no longer a Besula. Avo Besula, Amrina di Yaitse Behinuma, Varosha Perua. A besula, it says, she goes to a chuppah with a veil and with her hair uncovered. Chenu bebach, vayim bebardechai.
How do you know?
So, what?
She knows,
so she wants to know the halacha. We're telling her halacha if she's a bula. If she doesn't want to keep the halacha, there's nothing I could do. But we're saying the halacha. The halacha is, you have a pnuya who's a bula, that she has to cover her hair.
Isn't it also in a country where the pnuyos, the goyos, also cover their hair?
No, it has nothing to do. Once I've got that to do with anything.
In a country where even the pnuyos cover their hair, the non-Jewish pnuyos, doesn't a Jewish pnuyo have to cover?
You think so, in the Arab country? I don't know. I don't know. That's not what it says. Maybe true in that. That's what it says in the Chalkas Mechaikak. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like Chalkas Mechaikak, as long as she's not a Besula. This is based on the Mishnah. It's all based on the first Mishnah and the second Parak in Ksubis. So if you don't know if a woman's Ksubis is 100 or 200, and you have witnesses who saw the wedding, and they saw at the wedding she went out with her hair uncovered, then the ksuba is 200. Which means that anybody who's a bu'ula, the ksuba is only 100, would not go to the chuppah with her hair uncovered, would have to cover her hair. So the Chalkas Mechaikach says bu'ula. Now Beis Shmuel says something different. The Beis Shmuel says in Sifkat Nehei, Achas Pnuya, Hainu Almana Igrusha. So he only excludes Almana Grusha, someone's previously married. Whether she's a Basula or not. If she's an Almana, if she's a widow, a Grusha, or a divorced woman, she has to cover her hair, even though currently she's unmarried. Our Basula Mutter. If it's not Bishok, she's out in her courtyard. So that's only Mishon Snias. It's not a Din Taira. So putting aside the Chatzah for a minute, to deal with Pnuya. So it's not clear if the Beis Shmuel and Chalkas Mechaikach are arguing or not. The Beis Shmuel says, Amonai Grusha. He doesn't say Ba'ula. The Chalkas Mechaikach says Ba'ula. So does the Beis Shmuel mean to argue or not? Why does the Din Taka about such a woman?
What's the reason for a Grusha or an Amon to have her hair cut?
We'll get to the reason. I just don't want to get sidetracked. Let's finish this and then we'll talk about it. We'll learn about that also. I want to go in order. Let's go Beseder. Okay? The Berheitev, when he brings it, in Dalet, in the first column on the bottom, he says, I'm sorry, that's Koyel, on the second column, Pnuya, the third line, he mixes the Beis Shmuel and Chalkas Mechaikach together. He says, Pnuya, Hainu Almana, Ay Gerusha, Ay Ba'ula. So he assumes that they're not arguing. He says all three, any one of the three, Almana, Grusha, or Ba'ula, have to cover their hair. So he assumes that they're all the same. The Pischei Tshuva, though, in Sifkat and Beis, disagrees. Now, there are two hairs to the Pischei Tshuva. The part we want to see at the moment doesn't start from the beginning. It starts from Ach Be'emes, Loi Hetik Haroi, Mashkosev Ber Heitev. Okay, it's halfway down. On the first column of the Pischei Tshuva and some cotton days, we'll do the beginning later. First, Mashakosav Haber Heitev. You see it? Hey Beis Hey Tes is Haber Heitev. The first column, it's about 8-9 lines down. There's a period and it says Mashakosav Haber Heitev. Haydu Almana Igrusha Ibuula. Blashin Zem Avua Buula Biznus Kamar. Halak Shusyakim Shevi Lekaman. We're going to see a Shusyakim later holds that way. Bemis lehete karoi. He didn't, the Berhetim did not quote correctly. Why? Did not get Elu Agimel Yachad. Ki Elu Shloshtan lehuskaru b'makim echad. As we saw, the three are not mentioned in one source. Ki bebachu lechelkes mechaikak lehuskaru abad agusha. Rak b'ula. The bachu lechelkes mechaikak only mentioned b'ula. The Pesach Tshuva says that it's a machlaikis, the Beis Shmuel against the Chalkas Mechaikach. And when the Beis Shmuel paskin that it means Grusha and Almana, he meant Dafka Grusha and Almana, but not a Pnuya who had Zos, is Nos, V'chaymedoiv Dibre Aprima God and Barachayim Shah. And not only that, af habach v'chalkas mechaikach d'noktu bu'ula, even when the chalkas mechaikach, and he's calling a bach, say bu'ula yesh lana kabanasa, not mi bu'ula yedei nesu'in. We don't know for sure. Maybe they mean bu'ula yedei nesu'in, da'inamana grushim in a nesu'in, lefukim in erisin, delay. But an ashes issue didn't, only had erisin. Maybe not. Aba yedei znos yesh lamer ein isa b'priyas reish. So he brings here Choluke Deis, if a single woman, Rachman Letzlan, that was Mizana, willingly or not willingly, doesn't make any chilek, whether they have to cover the hair or not. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it does come up. We have a woman who in the less from years was Mizana, then she's for she doesn't become from it, she's probably not asking a shayla. But I've had this with women who revealed privately to the chasn sometimes, or to me that they were Mizana. The question now is whether they have to cover their hair or not. Obviously, if you have a single woman who starts covering her hair, she's advertising to everybody that there's a reason for it. She wasn't married. So the question is how to paskin. Lamaisa, we have the Chalkas B'chaykik is Machmir, and the Berhekev understands that it's not even a Machlaikis. And Pischei Tshuva, and he brings the Shosiaka, even the Pischei Tshuva is Machmir. And then he brings Meikilin as well. Fortunately, we have a Mishnah Brura, who's for us the Paisik Achrei. And the Mishnah Brura in Simenai and Hay, Sifkat Yod Aleph, who says the following. Listen carefully. He says, Hu adim besulai shenibalu, a single woman that was Mizana, tzrichin lachasi sarayish, they have to cover the hair. Makamakim in zimsa, ve'ina reitza latze spitzif al reisha. She was Mizana, and she doesn't want to cover her hair. Kederach hanashim. Ein yechayil lekaifa. We can't force her. What he seems to say is, you want to be yaitza kalashitis, you have to cover your hair. But she doesn't want to, in Yechadon Lekaifa, we don't force her. Certainly sometimes a case of covered abrius, and sometimes it's more than that. Her parents don't even know she was Mizana. How she can explain to them why she wants to cover her hair. So, bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Yechadon Lekaifa, and that's lamaisa of it. The place of Kavod Abrius was certainly Meikum. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Hay, Sifkat and Yud Aleph. The Hachad of covering your hair. Seir Shalisha, Tzrifa
Lachasas. Isn't she Mashal, the man that we look at her?
Mishnah Berurah knew that, and he's still saying
that's
this. Well, the men who look at her don't know that she's a Bula. I don't know what the... If Klapi Shmaya, there's some spooky reason why it's more attractive because she's a Bula, basically.
Is it a
Zeraisa
or not?
Well,
are we saying it's a
Zeraisa
or it's not a
Zeraisa? Well, certainly, Ashish is certainly. Yeah, no, Kavod Abrius, you let a lion a Das Yachid. You can't be either Zeraisa or Kavod Abrius. But the Klal is, in Klalei Hira, the Shachas Klalei Hira in Yerdeya, he says the reason the Shulchan Aruch brings a Das Yachid, even if it doesn't paskin that way, is for Shas HaTchak. Now, the Shach doesn't say it can be Mekel on their ices that way. But here, it's not a Das Yachid. It's more evenly divided, the Shittas, whether she has to cover or not. Especially if it's a Halakas is the Beis Shmuel against the Halakas Machaikak. We generally follow the Beis Shmuel. And so that's the Mishnah Berurah's Hachra. It's not my Hachra. It's the Mishnah Berurah's Hachra. And that's the reason that, for the most part, women are Mekel.
How do you know that
it's not widely known? The case that we're talking about is a piece that
everyone knows
she's married,
but
right.
Nobody knows that she's Madonna, so who says that's what
the Torah is asking? That's what the Torah is asking. There are a lot of dinim that are private dinim. There are a lot of derasidika dinim that are applied in the private. So we're talking about it for a woman. If she's not asking and she's not telling anybody, so obviously we won't be able to tell her. Now there's a third sheet. Yeah.
Are there poskim who hold that the mechaber is a mechaber?
So that's the third sheet. I need poskim who disagree. Sounds like a daichik. Mechaber said achas penuya, and they're saying he doesn't mean penuya. He means amana grusha. Why did they say amana grusha? And they didn't say achas pesula. But he said, Penuya, there is a third Shita, and that's the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, who is later than the Beis Shmuel HaChalkas V'Chaikak, and quotes them, he says that it's a daichik in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Magen Avraham holds, and this is why you see this by the Chassidish children, especially in Yerushalayim, he holds that a Penuya is obligated to braid her hair. Sarasea Kaluais. Made less attractive, they braid the hair. And that braiding the hair is is a type, how to call it, kisoy arayish, but it's a type of kisoy. And the language of Mishabur brings the Magen Avraham, it's of Katan Yud Beis, I'm Magen Avraham Shekasa, Layechu Begiloy Raish, Rakim Sareseim Kaluais, Velois Sisurais. They should go with the hair braided and not Sisurais, not hanging loosely. Well, he's saying it's a Chiyuv. In other words, you could say it's not Sneas, but he's saying that. That Nagan Haram is saying that there's a chiyuv to be saraseim kluais, and the main argument is that that's the pashas haShulchan Aruch that achas penuya there's some sort of din. That is a problem. So this is also a bit of a daichik. It says achas penuya. If you're going to tell me kluais works for a penuya, it works for a righteous ish also. And not only that, the Mishnah in Ksubis that says, if you're at a chuppah, you saw the woman go, hinuma, with a veil, and her hair uncovered, it means she gets 200 zuz. Rashi says, the language of Rashi, is that the hair is hanging down to the shoulders. Sarisel ak seifa. Her hair is hanging down to her shoulders. That's the lashon of Rashi on the Mishnah, the first Mishnah and the second parak. So that's not braided here, Sarisel Kasefa. Now why Rashi says it, I'm not certain. But the Magen Avraham himself is the Kashan himself. So he's madchik that they have to go kluais, except by their wedding they could uncover it. They could let it hang down. It's not a satisfying answer. And at any rate, the Magen Avraham is seen as a Das Yachid. Mishnah Berurah says, Aval Matzis Hasheka, V'ongi Gibayim Akilam Bezeh. And that's our meaning, but at least you know those who are in certain Chassidish circles where the Magen Avraham is the Pesach Achra in many areas. The Magen Avraham is the Pesach Achra, and in those areas they go with Saraseim.
The Rav has often said that the Mechaber names on the language of the Rambam, and the Rambam also quotes the Gemara. So is this like this Mechaber is just the lashon of the Gemara that it's Pnuya or Pula?
Now,
what's the source of this here?
What?
What's the source of
the Gemara I mentioned when I started? The Gemara in Ksubas Tavayim. The Gemara brings from a pasuk. The Gemara, look, the Gemara brings a drush from a pasuk. If you don't like the drush, I can argue with you.
No, man,
but again, I'll quote the Gemara. I think I read it earlier. Raisha prua deraisehi, diksiv. Uparas Raisha Isha, that's in Parshas Nasai, Beisaita, Vitanet Ver Mishmael, Azhar Lebnais Yisrael, Shalayetsu Bepuroi Raish. It's a Gemara.
So we don't have Gemara notes, we're just taking it as the Gemara is the source.
The Gemara says how it knows. It says.
But the Pasuk doesn't indicate that there's a difference whether she's married.
We have Teresh Baal Peh. If you don't have Teresh Baal Peh, you don't know what's filling on. Of course she's married. You can't be a Saita if you're not married. They're talking about a married woman. Right? So in the parish of Saita. Saita is a married woman who. Now, it doesn't say Grusha, I grant you. But it says it's talking about a married woman. And the Gemara says, Tonet Verbi Shmuel, Asarov Nais Yisrael, Shaitz and Purei Rai. So it's a Gemara like everything else we do. We don't know what Malacha on Shabbos means either. Or what does it mean, Malacha?
We don't know that either makes a difference from the Pasuk. That Gemara somehow knows.
We can't derive from the pasuk if it means she was mizana. That's true. Well, we can derive very little from the pasukim. You're right.
Why did the lashon of
true throat instead of saying covers? Because that's lashon of the Torah, paras raisha isha. I guess it's.
But it's not clear from the Torah what it's referring to.
I got news for you. Without Teresh Baal Peh, nothing is clear from the Torah.
But my question is whether the term Rosh Rosh in itself means covering.
The Klal is the Chazal stayed faithful to the Lashon of the Torah, and the Rambam stayed faithful to Lashon HaGemara, and very often it is ambiguous because they stayed faithful to the language in passing it on generally, and the Mela we have sometimes Akreinim will argue about what it means. But that's the general.
Even the Shulchan Aruch, if I would read it without knowing, I would think it's just saying, don't go out wild here. But,
Prua means uncovered.
Why did it mean uncovered?
That's the title of the word. Paras Rosh Hashisha, Yom Kippur.
Even in the Torah, not clear, but...
Look, if you want to argue about Taich words, I very often would argue. If, take an art scroll. Look at art scroll. See? It's hard for me to argue about Taich words in the Torah. I can't... What word would you have used? Okay. Look, I'm not on the Madrega to Darshan the Psukim. All I could do is look at Hafazal Darshan.
I understand. The question is the term that the
well, how do you know Rosh means hair? Maybe Rosh only means head. Maybe the forehead also has to be covered. Hey, no par Rosh Isha. How do you know it means the hair? Maybe it means the whole head. I don't know. I take what Chazal says. It says by Mitzayra, Rosh Yeh Perua, because of Yeh Perunim. What does that mean?
I have no question about what
it's hard for me to darshan psukim. There's a letter from Rasul Salanter. See, I told you, when you talk about covering hair, it gets very emotional. There's a letter from Rasul Salanter, one of his famous letters, called the Igeres HaTorah, I think. He writes that until Chasimus HaTalmud, we darshan psukim. He compares it. He says, we don't darshan aleph beis. Why is this an aleph? Why is that a beis? Maybe the beis is an aleph and the aleph is a beis. It's a kabbalah. He says that's till the Torah is given. Till the chasimus ha-talmud. If the chasimus ha-talmud, the drushes are given. We don't have anybody today who'll take out a sefer Torah and say, oh, I have a new klalu pratu klal. I could find klalu pratu klal. But he says, if so on to write, if the chasimus ha-talmud, we don't darshan the Torah differently. It's kabbalah biyadeinu, and... I can see that I don't know, but that's Dr. Shaltira's that we Makabu was before us. The most misquoted Aruch HaShulchan is the Aruch HaShulchan about the women who went in Litta with the hair uncovered. And it's very often quoted, that selectively quoted. He says, Etzleinu gaben nesuya iskein, memela leke hirer. So by us, the women go uncovered, so there's no chashash of hirer, and the lashon of the Mardechai is mishum hirer. That's the way it's quoted. Ki'ilu dar chashulchan justified women in Litta going with their hair uncovered. So I'll read you the entire uncensored version of dar chashulchan from beginning to end. This is Ayin Hei, Sivkat and Zayin. He starts. Ata bayu v'nitzavach al prutzais derenu. B'v'nisenu arabim. Come, nitzavach, let's holler about the prutzais of our generation. B'v'nisenu arabim. Zeshanim rabbi shenifritzu b'nais Yisrael ba'avoyin zeh. V'hochais begilu rosh. It's a number of generations. Here's the journey. It's years. Shanim rabbis. That's a pirsa among the women. They go with the hair uncovered.
When was that?
When Darach HaShulchan was 1900, Mechol Ma Shetzaku Al Zeh, and everything we screamed about it, Loy Laza V'Loy Yoyel, it doesn't help. Ma'asta, and now Pashta Hamisapachas, and now this teras, he calls it spread. Shenesuais Halchis B'Sareseyim Kamei B'Sulais, that the married women go with the hair like B'Sulais. Oylanu Shalsa B'Yadeinu Kach. Doesn't sound like it's Lechatchila. Oylanu shalse v'yadenu kach miu akapanim ledina nira mutalanu lispal ulavarech neged roshem amagulais. Says if your wife goes out there uncovered, so normally you can't make a bracha facing it. It's a bracha levatala. He says kimen she'ata ruban halchis kach have a kamakamis agluyim begufa k'mo shkosav amardachai that it's b'shem hirer kimen she'slaydu gam nesuiz came and made like a hirer. End of a quote. So it's true that Aruch HaShulchan says that since they're prutzais, so if you make a bracha facing them, we can be mla mitzchos, that's his lashon. But miyapan ledina nirashem butalon lespal varch negarashayim. But he's not happy about it. It's not kiilu he sanctions it in the first place. Akoponim, this is it's a difficult thing. I am. I have empathy for the women who feel very very oppressed over it and don't understand it. And, you know, like I tell them, you know, I don't write the rules. I just report them. I don't, you know, I don't make up the rules.
You
know.
What? You wouldn't say this by Shaykh.
Therefore,
Shaykh is always there. You can't say that.
Right.
If it's a narrative, what does it have to do with your heart?
So that's what he's bringing the Mardechai, that he's quoting the Mardechai, that the Mardechai says, Kol dvarim sheskarnu la'erva dafka bedavah she'en regilas la'galais, basula regilu begilu se'er le'cheshen. He says, the kol dvarim sheskarnu la'erva.
This
is quoting the Mardechai. I'm only quoting the Mardechai. Kol dvarim sheskarnu la'erva.
So I heard
this
spoken.
So
I heard. So until
I pull
down the tefillin, it's not erva. So it's more about lachet erva than the mice.
All right. Doesn't sound like after the Gemara. Gemara brings a pasuk. Gemara asks, "Is covering here das Yehudis? Is it just covering here just the Jewish meaning? Halay deraisehi diksev." I'm just quoting the Gemara. Okay. Gemara doesn't sound like it's like you said. He doesn't say you're allowed to go with it uncovered.
No, wait.
I want to clarify. He's not saying you're allowed to go with hair uncovered. He's not Malamitzchus. He's Malamitzchus on the Isser making a bracha facing the Erva. He probably would, according to the Mardechai. I can read it to you a third time. Again, kol hadvarim. What does kol mean? What does kol mean? All, usually. It doesn't mean all, but kol advarim sheskarnu la'erva dafka b'davar shem gilui galus. He's not talking about the hetzer to go out that way.
Yeah,
so about making a bracha facing it. Yeah.
So somebody,
women in the house,
so it's very clear from the Shulchan Aruch that in the house it's mutter. However, the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Geder Olam says that a man has to be careful not to make a bracha facing his wife whose hair is uncovered. And he says it's only de michshol, and you have to be very careful. If a woman's home alone, she certainly doesn't have to cover her hair with her husband, so the husband has to be careful. It's like everything else, husband and wife. You know, it's the husband's a cry, it's to be careful. You just can't make a bracha facing. Same thing. Even an erva muteres, you're not allowed to make a bracha facing an erva. But okay.
So if somebody had,
I guess, the child,
the women that are not,
right. So you have to make it not facing them. He's not Malam Tzchus in the place that you go that way all the time. Women, they're not. Okay. Kimchis. The story of Kimchis sounds like it's unusual. It's dafka Kimchis. It's a good anhaga, but it's not. It sounds from the Gemara that's not everybody's anhaga. That's what sounds. Now there's one other very controversial issue, and that's the Rashba. There's a Rashba which, because the Rabba brings it, is open to a lot of discussion, and I'm asking. I'll just read you the Mara Makaibis I have, but the Rashba says the following. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Shulchan Aruch at Siman Ayin Hey says Sar Shalisha Shadaka Lachasai Say Asa Likrais Kenegdai Avol Besulai Shadaka Leilch Purai Sarai Shmuter. That's a Machab. V'hu Adin the Ramah, he brings a Rashba. Sa'arais Noshim Shuregilim Lotzeis Mechutz Litzamasan. It says, Hu adin, the amount of hair that sticks out of the tichel. Samas means the tichel, the thing they're covering with. If some hair sticks out, it's mutter. So the question is, what exactly the Rashba meant? He doesn't say how much hair, or not how much hair. Today, the sheitel machis who make a sheitel where the front of the head, the hairs are sticking out, Presumably they're relying on the Rashba. The Rashba says the amount of hair that sticks out is not an erva. The Rashba doesn't say you can go that way in the street. He says you can make a bracha, but it could be the Rashba holds you can go that way in the street also. And that's the psak of the Rashba. Now the Mishnah Brura, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura say, first of all, they say two things. First they say, Ubizaya parshas nasi hechmemaid. Shalai Yisrael yeshum seir b'isha. Mishnah Brura quotes a zayar. That's not like the Rashba. Some Sefer writes, it's a Magen Avraham. Some Sefer writes, Zayar and Shas, we follow Shas. Good to be mapping like the Zaya. But we follow Shas, the Rashba has arrived from the Gemara. And therefore, it should be mutter. But I'll call upon him, the Mishnah Brura does bring a Zayar that says that nothing should stick out. Now, the question is, how much hair did they mean to allow to be sticking out? So again, I'm just going to quote you the Maramakaimis I'm aware of. One is the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says, how much hair? I say ma'at she'i efshar letzamtzeim v'yaitze me'at samas alzeh mekel arashman. He says, you wear a tichel, you can't be mitzamtzeim. Some hair sticks out. It has a lot to do with the way the hair of a woman, sometimes they have hair on the side that sticks out. He says, I say ma'at she'ief shalatzamsim. That's the language of Mishnah Brura, which is of course a chomerdik aloshin. It's not a very big kula. I say ma'at she'vigin latzis chutz mitzamas.
Doesn't Shulchan Aruch say in tefach?
No, it does not. So in the Gris Maisha, Ramesha has a tshuva in Eben Ezra Chelak Aleph Tshuva Nun Ches. He does write that it's proper to be machmir, not to be noyig like this Rashba. But he writes pshat in the Rashba different than the Mishnah Brura. He says the sheer erva is a tefach b'isha erva, and since the forehead is two tefachim across, so shtei etzbois up to two finger widths up is a square tefach. A tefach is four etzbois. You have eight etzbois across and two etzbois up. Up to two etzbois is 16 square etzbois. And there, that's what the Rashba's mekel. His mekel, he's not saying to go out that way. He's saying to make a bracha facing an erva is keneged tefach b'isha. And if it's less than a tefach, you're allowed to make a bracha facing it. And he says that's where this kula comes from the din of from this halacha, and he's make a say Kriya Shema Kenegdai on such a thing.
Ideally, like the Zohar, ideally
not like the Zohar. He says like the Zohar, everything's awesome. Okay. He's saying like the Rashba. He's saying clearly. He's talking about Pshat and the Rashba, and he says that he's talking about. Not talking about going out that way, one way or the other. He's talking about making a bracha facing it.
What's the difference?
Because when it says, you know, I make a bracha facing an erva, the Rashba holds tefach b'isha erva, because that means facing a tefach.
Everything should be also. There's an erva, so what's the difference?
Tefach b'isha erva, the Rashba says, means it's less than a tefach.
It's
not an erva that you can't make a bracha facing it. That's
not facing, Rabbi, is it 90 degrees? You have to be like 90 degrees.
Some chlekes to Rashi the Rashba. If when you're facing an erva, if you saw kennel at stadim, if you have to turn to the side, or if it's enough to make sure you don't see it, to look down. Machlek is the Rosh and the Rashba, and Ramesh has this tshuva and the stipler that when you're in the subway, if otherwise you can't learn, that you're allowed to be Saimach on the Mekel. I don't remember the name, but yeah.
Test 9.
No, that's Shuli Yistakel. Yeah, that's a different hat. That's if you're not Yistakel, yeah, you're right.
The
Goethe is
also
in
the Rosh by Goethe.
No.
So in the subway,
Moses is going. Yeah, but they will worry about the body being uncovered, which is awesome.
The lashon of mechaber here.
I see you have been in the subway lately.
Okay, here the mechaber is lashon kliyos that don't cover what's here. The one out there over here.
Besulais. Yeah, here it says besulais. It says abel besulais should daven lamp praise. So it's good. Yeah. So anyway, this is the Rashba, which again is the issue of as is well known, Rabbi Avadya Yosef and the Abi Aimer in Chelek Hay, Tshuva Hay, has a tirade against Rav Moshe's heter. He screams about it. He screams about the Mekilin, and he says even those who are Malam Mitzvos about making a bracha facing it, it's not mutter. Rabbi Avadya holds you have to have two coverings. It's a funny thing. Yeshiva boys ask me if a yarmulke has to be a double covering. So I don't let him record that a yarmulke has to be a double covering. People, you ever heard this? You have to have a double covering your head. You have to have a yarmulke with a lining. What? Tamim and Hagim. Oh, okay. That's it too. But by a woman, it's a Gemara. By a woman, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Al Das Yehudis, they should have another covering. Which is why, by Hasidim, even if they wear Sheitel, they wear a something. They don't cover it totally, but they wear a second covering on top of the Sheitel. And Rabbi Avadya holds that Sheitel Harasa. Rabbi Avadya holds, you have to be covered. I had a Talmud who was a strong Rabbi Avadya person. I told him, you want to get married, you got to go back to Israel. He wasn't going back to Israel. So he dated. I told him that you can't insist. You know, you can have a very hard time finding a shidduch here if you're going to insist on your Avadya. So he got engaged. And he told his Kala he prefers, if she could. So, you know, he bought her a sheitel and he prefers she cover her hair. So in the beginning she did, but it's difficult. It's a difficult thing, and eventually she was made. But at any rate, that's Rav Avadya Shita. Those who are strongly with the Shita have a double covering, and they hold that sheitel harasa. Now, see, he's not saying women are allowed to go out that way. He's saying you're allowed to make a bracha facing it. So Rav Moshe doesn't say, Bavadya writes about Rav Moshe, what has it got to do with going out? Why does some of Rav Moshe going out that way? It's one thing to make a bracha. That's his time. The tumul of a sheitloch is an ongoing tumul. You should know, even though it's not said publicly, a lot of people who find other reasons to ask a sheitloch, they're not happy with the sheitloch in the first place. They taina that today's sheitloch looked just as beautiful as the woman's hair. And I was once by Reb David.
Doesn't go gray.
And somebody called his shamus was on the cell phone, and he said, "I don't want to talk to him." It wasn't Stam a person. Reb David said, "I don't want to talk to him." He says, "He said the sheitels are nice." Reb David said, "They're not nice." He said, but he's saying they're beautiful. They're not beautiful. He doesn't care what I say. Whatever he said, they're not. So he asked me, if sheitloch are so beautiful, why aren't the goyim wearing sheitloch? Why aren't the goyim all going with sheitloch? So, they can't afford it. That's the answer. So Rav Dama was saying, they're not beautiful. They're not nice. And anyway, I'll tell you, to a certain degree, it really depends. It really depends on the following. We don't make our own gezeiros. We don't make our own gezeiros. A person says it's beautiful. There's no way. It doesn't say Shulchan Aruch women are not allowed to be beautiful. It doesn't say anything like that. We don't make a gezeiros that they have to wear not nice dresses. They go to chasna, maybe they dress up nicely. So if you're from guys, so why are you noticing? You know, no one asked you to notice. You know, guy comes to me, he says, "You see the women? They're such beautiful sheitloch." I asked him, "I didn't notice. Why are you noticing it? I don't get it. I didn't see it."
So what was Rav Avadya's svara?
So Rav Avadya, one second. So the shaila is whether a sheitel is mutter in the first place, and that's not a new machlokes. That's an old machlokes if peyanachus is mutter. The Magen Avraham in Siminayin Hay brings from the Sefer Be'er Sheva, which is an earlier sefer, that asers. Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes again in Ayin Hay, so Katan Tezvav. He says. The Ramah says that you're allowed to go out the Rajba, and he says Koshke say anachris a fill of dark olachasais. You're allowed to make a bracha facing a shaitel. Fair Sharama. Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean pay anachris? Kari nachris say a shenechdach. People say it's not human here shaitel. It is a human here shaitel. Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean? Sayer shenechtach, say that was cut off. Veina double kubsara, and it's not connected to her body. Mesvirulei alzele yamru chazal, sayer bisha erva, gabutu legaloisa, ein bo mishum priyas reish. It's a mishum burim. He says pshat in the Ramon. Then he says, v'yesh chalkin, on the bottom it says Be'er Sheva, v'yesh chalkin v'ayimrim, na feyanach rishayer sayer bisha erva, v'yisa priyas reish. Because we regarded the Medina Shiites and Menashe and Befei Anachas Megula, Yesh Lam Lismaich Ala Shulchan Aruch. Means Mestam the Ramah. Mashminei, I feel a Seir Shalatzma Shenechta, even her own human hair shaitel, from her own hair that was cut, Vaka Chabur L'Rosh, Gam King Yesh Lahakul. Uvavaka Giboy Rimachme Bezeh. So, Mishnah Berurah, pretty clearly the Ramah, Mishnah Berurah, Amekul. Now, there is a general Shaila, in Kol Terakula, nothing to do with this. Whether Maris Ayin is a gzeira that Chazal made, when they made the gzeira, they made the gzeira. When they didn't. Do we make our own Maris Ayins? It's a general shaila. Ramesh has a shita, not dafka b'sheitlach. He has numerous tshuvas. He says Maris Ayin is when Chazal made a gzeira. The separate thing, harchik min hachashad. Don't do things that people will be chashed you. For example, says, you know, I go into a McDonald's. You know, I go into a Trefer restaurant. He says, not Maris Ayin, because I didn't make Xaira, but it's Chshad. He says, what happens if it's urgent for you? You have to go in for one reason or another. He says, then it's Mutter, but if he sees you going in, make sure to tell him it's not kosher. No one should see you going in and think it's kosher. Yeah. Well, if it will be a Maris Ayin Xaira, it wouldn't be Mutter, but Bakim Tzaira. But it's Chashad, it's not Maris Ayin.
What if it's a business meeting in a non-Jewish neighborhood?
Excuse me?
What if it's for a business meeting in a non-Jewish neighborhood?
Right, so that's what he's saying. If it's an urgent reason, you're allowed to go in. That's what he says. You're allowed to go in. And now, Ramesh has a tshuva to someone who said his wife wears a sheitel and it should be us out to Maris Ayin. In the second volume, Evan has a tshuva yundes. He writes to the person, Chazal didn't make this gezeira. Ne'achashad. He said, what about shaving? Why are you allowed to shave? Why isn't Maris Ayin you use a razor blade? The answer is, Chazal didn't make the gezeira. So he writes to the person, you shave. You're not chashish for Maris Ayin on shaving. On your wife, you want to be machber, but she can't wear a shaver. So he writes to him, first you'll be machber on shaving, and then we'll talk about your wife. That's how Ramesha writes that. But in the lumdis of the sugya, the point is that a sheitel is not included in the gezeirah. It's very clear from the Ramah Mishnah Berurah. That's a taina. Teishet lecha nice, or they're not nice, whatever you want to say. But even if they're nice, the point is that there's no gezeirah on it. And certainly today, where it's already widespread that from women are wearing sheitelach, so it's very hard to say that it's a chashad, that you're going to assume that she's wearing a regular hair. And Mamela, the issue is a technically halacha, the issue should be that it's mutter. Now, Rabbi Avadya is machber, I'm not saying. Bavadya is machber and sheitlach. And he holds that they're also.
You see the Gemara was the time of Gemara, but he had dachas. You see that the Peyronachis was they had Peyronachis. But the child was.
So you're right. So they bring a raya, not a lot from here in Dach, they bring a raya from Shabbos When the Masechta Shabbos, it talks about what your women are allowed to wear when they go out, and it mentions there one of the things is sarois that are hanging on her head. It sounds like a wig. Right. Says you're allowed to go out. So you see, talking there about carrying on Shabbos, but it's not talking about an isser. So it seems to be a raya
tzmuta.
So there are those who want to say that, well, maybe it's talking about basula, maybe it's talking under your hat, you know, about your eyes. All right, but you know, it's a raya that's discussed.
People are supposed to be done the kapzachut. It's not what to done the kapzachut. So why should we have? There should be no where.
Shaul says there should be no marasayin. You should always be down the kapzachut. You're right. I guess we deal every marasayin. Yeah. I guess we deal with the reality rather than the people who are reality is that people like us are
chayish. The whole theory that you cover the hair so it should not look like it's a hair, another shade of that method of asking.
We're coming back to the same thing. It's a gzeres hakos that women have to cover their hair. They have to cover their body. It doesn't say they have to look ugly. It doesn't say. Women try to look pretty. Why is the hair any different than the rest of the body? They get nice dresses. Well, why is the shayful different? If it's marasayin, I understand. But the fact that if you hold it, there's no gzera marasayin, there's no issa for a woman to look good. There's issa on men to look at them.
You should cover the hair. I mean, the hair should be covered. That's the point of an erva. Now, if you want to cover the hair and make it so beautiful,
why isn't even in the body? Why in the body? If they wear things that look good, no one made a gzera. They can't wear
about the body, but the doctor says about the hair, no.
It says it's an erva. It says the body is an erva, and the hair is also. It's both.
Aren't there two different kinds of marasayin that famous Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Akiva Eiger talks about, where when somebody sees you, he thinks you're doing one thing, but you're really doing another, or he thinks that the din is one din and the really is another.
There are two types of marasayin. There's a marasayin. No, I'll tell you why. There's a even in marasayin, there are two things. Rabbi Kivager, maybe Rabbi Schleimager, writes that there's a marasayin where they're going to make a mistake on the facts and they're going to be chayshed. What's an example in Gemara of marasayin? One example, it says that if your clothing gets wet, you shouldn't hang it up on a clothesline. People are going to think you washed it. That's an example. No, they can make a mistake in mitzias. There's a marasayin where people are going to make a mistake in din. You're doing something, and people think it's awesome. So there, Rabbi Kivager, maybe Shlomo, maybe both, they say that's not marasayin. You're doing something that's totally mutter. People think it's awesome. That's what you're referring to.
That case was when somebody wants to marry his father-in-law's second wife. So it looks like he's marrying his mother-in-law.
Okay, then it's not the same thing that we're talking about. Okay.
That was the Chadre Chadarim.
It's not a separate thing. The Gemara says Afilu b'Chadre Chadarim. Sir, on the Gemara, it's most of the Achrayim of Pnei Yeshua right there. This is the first Gemara in Beya, in the fourth or fifth parak, one of those. It talks about women who drop things outside the lechi and carry it back in, or wouldn't have to say Yom Kippurim. It says that Marasayin Afilu b'Chadre Chadarim. So there in the sugya of and there the Achrayim say that's only marasayin of a deraisa, marasayin of a derabanan, not. So it's a gather. It's not. So at any rate, the bottom line here is that there's no bottom line. The Mishavur is Chulkeidayis. But the Mishavur Lamaisa is Mekel, and the Ramah is Mekel. So, if she says, no reason to be Machmer, of course not. Mishavur says, V'yesh Chalkim V'aymrim, Apey Anoch Rishayach, Sarbi Yisharva. The Mishavur is Chalkim. But he says, the Prima Gavin said, that Medina Seinu, Yesh Tos Machal HaShulchan Aruch.
Like, what's the difference between, say, I'm covering the hair and something else, but hair is is considered an error. So what you're doing here, you're highlighting it, but you're covering it the same, so it's going to look the same. What's the difference between that and, let's say, wearing red or making another error and covering it and making it look like an error?
You're allowed to wear red. There's no way to wear red. The Medinas in which red was also, it was a sign of a prostitution. It was also. But that had to do with the Isser of Big Day of Chukas HaAkum. It had nothing to do with Sneer.
I think the problem
with Shaita
is not that it looks nice, it's that it looks real.
It's Marasayim.
She's trying to fool people that
it's a hair. It's Marasayim, that's what you're saying. All right. So that's what Ramesh is writing, that we don't make our own Marasayim. Mishabur is saying, in Medinas, the Medina Shiites and Manashim Peyanach is Megula, Yesh Lo Nismach Al Shulchan Aruch. So the Medina, I guess it means that you're not fooling anybody. I don't know. He says, "Im ein minig hamakim sheyachon nashim bepeyanachris hadinim amachmirin mishumar asayin." So that we say. Now, kaparim, there are very strong feelings on all sides of the issue, and. We have the Mishnah Berurah, and whatever the men paskin, the ladies paskin like the Mishnah Berurah, and they're in places certainly, and they're samech on the Makilim. If I'm allowed to say it, and I may be wrong, I think a lot of the tumbling about the Indian hair sheitlach, not I say all of it, a lot of it comes from people who have a shita in general that sheitlach harasser. And a lot of the tumbling, I think, comes from that. And it's a sugya to talk about at a different time. You know, it's very hard to say, but I think most of the people that get into the nitty gritty of halacha and these sugyas feel that it's not usher, even though the ads recently in the magazines about Isrim. And a lot of Dafka people who sat down and went through the halacha dikasugya, the Rosh Yeshiva, who certainly, you'll ask them, I think they'll tell you, they don't have the time to go through all the nitty gritty of it. But Rosh Shtembruch asks. Shtembruch published a heter years ago. It's still printed in the Chuvah Sanhagis. And he changed. Now he holds it's aser because he holds the Metzias was Nisbar or more. Which means there's no halachic change, it's just a metzias change about what's taking place in these Indian temples. It's a separate discussion, probably best for a non-recorded event. But I do have to tell you that for many, it's a tzirif. There are many who hold the emes that are sheik l'charaser. And when you have this additional reason, they hold that you're already getting into too many shilas and it's not kedai. Anyway, this is Siv Beis. So what do we say? They're basically the issue about Panuya, the issue about the Rajba, the issue about Peyanachris. There's one other issue, which is a woman between the Chuppah and when she becomes a Bu'ula. Now, there's another difficult issue. Women, after the chuppah, they're not arusais, they're nesuais. Because arusa is when you put on the ring, that's arusa. Nesua is when you have a chuppah in the yichadru. Women are nesuais. Now at that point, they're full-fledged eishasish. So, by the words that it says here in Shulchan Aruch, an eishasish should have to cover a hair. As you know, there are chalufei minhagim about how it's done. Yaakov Kamenetsky was very makbid and his family, that they put on a sheitel after the chuppah, when they come out of the yichur room, they should have the hair should be covered. The mekilim hold that it's tolly and bia. Who are the mekilim? So it's interesting, a lot of them point to the ber hetev. Now I said I'd do the other piece, but it is in ber hetev hay. I said the other piece to say tshuva. Be'et of hay, if you start from line 5, kol shalei nibala, if you'll read only that, kol shalei nibala, avshen iskacha, muteres leilach priyas reish, kishar besulei, shus yakev. it sounds very much that without a bia, even though she had kiddushin, let her go. Kishar b'sula shos yakin v'chudus chavis yoyer pasak abisul shen eskachi esherach b'kisa resh. Now it's not really a raya. He's talking about kiddushin. He's not talking about nesuin. So it's a little misleading to quote it, although the words sound very much like it's totally in bia alone. The chassanim in yeshiva, I tell them, if the kallahs ask them, I tell them right now you go with your father's minig. After we get married, we'll talk about my minig. Because the chassan to insist to be machmir is not a very good.
Did Rabbi Yaakov say this
for his own family or for everybody? For his own family. He didn't insist. He wasn't that he was Masad Kedushin that. Shmuel's family. So, what? Ramesh was made the minig olam is to be Megal. So, okay. So these are. What? The Beishmuel's Lashin is Sivkot and Hay. Ava Besula Mutter. Amana Grusha, Besula Mutter. Pashtus is going on Pnuya. No, Rashi says. You say Pnuya. If she's Amana Grusha, also if she's Besula Mutter. But it could be. It could be a Sakadiyuk. All right, so these are the issues about the very explosive issue of covering here. You know, the prices are outrageous. I'd rather they ask the Sheitlach for different reasons. Sheitlach are much cheaper than Sheitlach. But Basheru Sham, we're dealing with the halacha. Okay, we'll do Sif Gimel, God willing.
Is Langston a dimension that is different than this?